Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on moderation in ibadat. Babun fil iqtisadi fil ibadah. That in a person's ibadat also, in his acts of worship, there should be moderation. So different ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Different ahadith explaining the actions of Sahaba and how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would correct them. Today's hadith on Abi Muhammad عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أني أقول والله لا أصومن النهار ولا أقومن الليل ما عشت فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت الذي تقول ذلك فقلت له قد قلته بأبي أنت وأمي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فإنك لا تستطيع ذلك فصم وأفطر ونم وقم وصم من الشهر ثلاثة أيام فَإِنَّ الْحَسَنَةِ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا وَذَلِكَ مِثْلُ صِيَامِ الدَّهْرِ فَقُلْتُ إِنِّي أُطِيقُ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ فَقَالَ فَصُمْ يَوْمًا وَأَفْطِرْ يَوْمَيْنِ قُلْتُ فَإِنِّي أُطِيقُ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ قَالَ فَصُمْ يَوْمًا وَأَفْطِرْ يَوْمًا بِذَلِكَ صِيَامُ الدَّهْرِ فَذَلِكَ صِيَامُ دَاوُودَ وَهُوَ أَعْدَلُ الصِّيَامِ. عبد الله بن عمرو بن عاص رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed that I had said, by Allah, I will keep fast all day and remain in salat all night for as long as I live. So somebody had informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's what I had said. Who's this? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma. So he's saying that somebody informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is what I said. I took an oath that the whole day I'm going to read salah, or the whole day I'm going to fast, and the whole night I'm going to perform salat. In other words, every single day I'm going to fast, and every night I'm going to engage the whole night in ibadat. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed. And this is going to be for long as I live. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me, did you say that? So the first lesson we learn from this is that when somebody is informed of something, he shouldn't automatically assume that this is true. He's informed that a person has said something, a person has done something. So automatically, although this was the time of Sahaba, and Sahaba kulluhum adul, every single one of them was honest, every single one of them was truthful, but yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, it teaches us a very great lesson, that if somebody informs us something about somebody else, don't automatically assume it is correct. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first thing he said is, did you say that? He asked him, did you say that? So he replied, I replied, may my parents be sacrificed for you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I did say that. And now when he's replying also, he didn't, with such respect, he didn't get upset that why I'm being asked this. No, he replied with such respect. Next thing we learn is when there's a senior, and there's some person that is elder than us, maybe our ustad, it may be some senior person, somebody respectable. If we're being asked about something, then we shouldn't get upset. So he replies with such humility, he says that may my parents be sacrificed to you, sacrifice for you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I did say that. So he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you will not be able to do so. You should fast some days and not fast some days. You should sleep also and you should wake up for salah also. In other words, sleep also and wake up for your tahajjud salah also. Wake up for that salah that you want to read. Then have a strike a balance in your life that some days fast, some days don't fast. Some days sometimes you have a rest. In other words, don't sleep the whole night. Don't sleep the whole night and don't perform salah the whole night. That some part of the night sleep and some part of the night wake up for tahajjud. So this was the advice Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him. So then he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah first gave him the option that you should sleep, you should wake up, and you may fast 3 days in a month, because the reward for a single deed is multiplied 10 times. Single deed multiplied 10 times, you fasting 3 days, you'll get the reward of fasting the whole month. It will be like fasting forever. So then he says that I told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have the strength to do more than that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in that case, then fast for one day and do not fast for the next 2 days. In other words, you fast one day, give yourself a 2 day break, and then again you fast for one day. I said, I have the strength to do more than that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then fast for one day and do not fast the next day. This is the fast of Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, and it is the most balanced way of fasting. Another narration has it, and this is the most superior way of fasting. I said, I have the strength to do more than that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is nothing better than that. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu says that if only I had accepted the 3 days which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had suggested, it would have been more beloved to me than my family and my wealth. Later on, as we'll do, continue with the hadith, that later on it became very difficult on him. But because he had taken the commitment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's going to do it like this. So he didn't want to break that commitment that he had given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one lesson we learn from here is this lesson of commitment. From the many lessons we learn of humility, of respect, of adab, of finding out, one lesson we learned is that when a person commits himself, then he remains committed, totally committed. That this is what I had committed to Rasulullah in his lifetime. Even later on in my life, it became difficult. He didn't give it up because this is what he had committed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, when we were leaving Palestine in Jamaat, so we asked the zimidar there for some advice, the Amir there, the zimidar for some advice. So he gave us very beautiful advice. That what is this real commitment about? When a person is committed in anything, a person commits himself, whether it's in the dunya or whether it's got to do with a dini matter, the fact that if a person commits himself wholly and totally, then he will see some results, then there will be barakat. This partial commitment, sometimes there, sometimes not there, sometimes the heart is there, sometimes the mind is not there. So what type of commitment is expected of us if we really want to see true results, especially as far as our deen is concerned? So he explains that Allah Ta'ala has given every person 4 strengths. Allah Ta'ala has given every person 4 quwwah, 4 powers. The first strength Allah Ta'ala has given every person is the strength of wealth. A person has got this money. This is the easiest thing for him to spend. Somebody comes and asks him for some money. It's the easiest thing. He can give him the money. The person is gone. And that's the end of the story. So this power that Allah Ta'ala has given a person of wealth is there, but it's the one thing that's very, very easy. It doesn't require much effort. It's there, it goes, it comes, that type of thing. The next quwwah, the next power that Allah Ta'ala has given every person is the power of this body, this strength that he's got, the physical strength that he got. He can spend it by helping somebody, by making some khidmat, by taking this body and utilizing it for some good work, for assisting. So this strength is the next strength. And now this now is the next level, so to speak, even slightly more difficult than spending that money, but the person is spending his energy and his strength of the body that Allah Ta'ala has given him. The next strength that Allah Ta'ala has given every person is the strength of the mind. The mind, sometimes the body is there, but the mind is not there. So therefore Allah Ta'ala mentions in one ayat of the Quran, that this Quran itself, this warning and this message, is for those, لِمَنْ أَلْقَى السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ, who lend a good ear and they also physically present. What it means? They present there with their heart, they present with their mind, then they can take benefit. So then the next thing is the power of the mind. So very often it happens that a person is here and he's sitting maybe in a talim, but his mind is all over the world, with his friends, with the cricket, with the soccer. So the mind is somewhere else. So the mind also has to be there. Together with the person being there physically, the mind also has to be there. And then the last thing he mentioned, the 4th strength that Allah Ta'ala has given us. And this 4th strength is more stronger than all the other strengths that a person has got. And if a person has got this 4th strength, it will automatically bring all the other strengths in the position or way he wants those strengths to be utilized, the direction and the way he wants it, and the flavor or the channel that he wants all the other strengths to take will be channeled by this last strength, which is the most powerful strength that Allah Ta'ala has given every person, and that is the strength of the heart. If the heart is into something, then the person will use his wealth, he'll use his energy, he'll use his mind, and he'll use every resource he got to try and get what he wants to get if his heart is into something. So he explained to us that when we are doing the work of deen, when we are committing ourselves to actions of deen, Uqas Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, he committed totally 100%, and this is what I'm going to do. He didn't miss it out. I committed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I'm going to fast one day and I'm not going to fast one day. I'm going to continue like this. So he didn't leave it out even in that old age. So the thing that we learn is that when we give our heart to something, then automatically our money will be there, our physical strength will be there, our mind will be there, and our heart will be there. So this is how we actually do the work of deen, how we do the khidmat of deen also, is that we do it with our body, with our heart, with our mind, everything totally. And this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, they committed themselves. Allah Ta'ala also give us that commitment, that love, that occupation, that what we're doing is actually our occupation. Everything else is just by the way. The main occupation is the occupation of deen and that respect, as we see the respect that you have. And then automatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the person a different flavor. Allah ta'ala gives a person a different ability, a different quality when he's got these beautiful qualities in his life. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal, as we know, is a jamaat in our masjid. So if brothers have any time to spend, extra time, please give it to the jamaat and encourage others also to participate. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.